for rap, pill, hardcore, ism, house lady.
You are compelled to listen.
Oh no, don't start with that. See, you think of the devil's tongue and you think it's a joke, but
you
it's
are
real.
Compelled.
So here it is, handle my business.
If you will listen, you will listen.
Yeah, will you just cut it out and talk normal?
You will listen to
please,
me.
Please, then you're what I'm
every chance
about.
You get, you every minute.
Joke?
You will keep your radio, you will turn the volume up even
you
higher.
You think it's a big joke, but you're tearing down the foundations of our nation.
The entire foundation around
very
our
funny.
Ears.
Yes, you are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, and I'm your host, V. And I'm joined by my co-host, Will Torbett, and Bill the Butcher. Now, we're supposed to be having a target individual by the name of Devin Devine on the show. Last time he was scheduled, he did call in, connection was bad. And I really have to point this out, though. If you can't get through tonight, you know, well, that's okay. We'll talk about other things. But target individuals, the worst thing about being a target individual is that it's the whole thing that they have to cut you off. They have to isolate you. They have to section you off. So communications are horrible. The reason why I'm able to do what I do is because I record everything, all tampering. Not that, that stops them. It truly curbs the shadow government and everything that they do when you record them. So we live in a surveillance state, so we have to become a counter-surveillance society. Everything that they do to us covertly needs to be recorded in some fashion or another. Even just now, just doing some customer support stuff on my computers. Brand new computer equipment given to me by RBN graciously, and the computer that was bogged down, and this is a powerful computer. So these things are a constant issue with target individuals. Making phone calls can be a nightmare. So I just want to preface that. I know I have stated this before, this other subject here. Now, I know Bill wants to talk about Trump very badly. And I have stated that when it comes to politics, I don't follow mainstream media. I don't ingest any of that stuff. I look at things on the level of, okay, you see politics, I see psychological operation. So we can talk policy, you can bring up politics all you want. I'm going to tell you what's happening past the Tea Party, what's happening on the battlefield. So I guess we can go ahead and start with that. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, since our conversation, I realized if someone comes on to the show and they bring up something political, I will address it to the best of my knowledge. I am an op-ed writer, but I won't instigate it and bring it into the show unless someone else brings it in, okay? The main thing I'm interested in tonight is the targeted individual thing with Dr. Ted, with his doctor saying there was an anomaly with his pacemaker, and I don't know any details, so I can't fill in any blanks. But last night we had a lady on, and she brought up something very interesting when she brought up copper tablets with hieroglyphs on it. And nobody picked up on what I was going at, but the thing is, in Michigan, northern Michigan, there was a series of articles and a series of TV shows on enormous copper mines in Michigan that had been depleted, basically. And it was in the days when all we were dealing with was Native Americans. And my understanding with Native Americans is they did not have a written language. They would draw pictures of buffalo on the wall and stuff like that, but they actually didn't have what we call a representative alphabet, okay? And she said, no, they had, there was copper plates found with hieroglyphs on them. And I conferred with some of my people in Utah and everything. And originally, the original story, Joseph Smith found golden tablets. They said it could have possibly been bronze tablets after that. But they never heard of copper tablets. But the very fact that she brought it up, I'm still looking into that. It was very, very interesting. And the way it ties in with our targeted theme is there are things in history, there are things out there that we don't know. And what I was going to say last night, and we got into the closing moments of the show, and I needed to say it, we assume that we're in the 21st century, we're the leader of the pack, that we're smart. We've been to the moon. We've got laser beams, all this kind of stuff, and we ignore and disavow previous civilizations. There is a book, the oldest book in history is called The Epic of Sinuwe, and it's an Egyptian book. And it's a story about an Egyptian doctor, excuse me, I got sinus tonight, Egyptian doctor who has a good practice in Egypt. he's friends with the right people. He falls in with a Babylonian woman who he has to bring her gold and silver to go to her parties, all this kind of stuff. And eventually, he's selling his medical instruments. He sells his parents' burial insurance, which shows how far advanced they truly were. And they committed suicide because they had no burial insurance. When he ran out of money, the Babylonian woman threw him out. And he ended up working in the house of the dead to pay for his parents' burial. So he goes wandering around the Middle East. Excuse me. He comes up with several things. He ends up back in Egypt when Horemheb takes over as Pharaoh. And when he ends up there, Horemheb is a good friend of his, puts him back in practice, buys him more instruments. But the Babylonian woman comes to see him, and she has a malady. She has a disease. And in the book, it describes exactly what Dr. Sinuwe saw when she opened her robes, which was herpes simplex type 2. He described it to a T. But what he did next was he reached behind him and he got a little vial of something that he had mixed up, an herbal essence, and said, drink this. I cannot cure the scars you have, but I can cure the malady. And to this day, V, we don't know what Dr. Sinuwe gave her. Our medical science has not progressed to the point where we know what that man gave her. Your thoughts?
Well, we as a public don't know, but there are the government has a cure for probably everything. I don't want to be one of those guys that, you know,
I would see your cure and raise you a cause, but continue.
Okay, well, HIV was created. I know the government has a cure for it. They're not going to give it to us because they're making too much money off the cure. I mean, off the treatments.
How the hell is Magic Johnson still alive? Sorry, I'm not interrupting.
this has been said, but I want to bring up the fact that there's this guy in Africa who is curing most of the major diseases known to man, and I notice any place where he pops up online gets immediately censored. So there's no money in the cure. But what are you going to say, Will?
No, I just wanted it's funny because I'm usually the raging skeptic on this show so far, and I always like to try to just question everything anyways, and I'm a newcomer to a lot of this information too. I thought
that's what happened on the show.
And you know, I think it's you're right. I think the government does have, you know, even in Germany years ago, they reported that certain Germans got what they call clean vaccines. You can still look it up if someone has a Google search out there. Just look up German clean vaccines. So there's different treatment that they get that we know of, you know, let alone, I mean, biowarfare, hello. So, I mean, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I was just going to say, yeah, they probably, and I mean, I believe the Rockefeller Foundation, I have a screenshot of them with a patent for, is it Ebola or one of the other ones? It's really weird. Like, there's a patent for that particular thing on the Rockefeller Brother Foundation. So,
Zika virus is patented.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like some of this stuff is beyond belief, but then you look at it and you see it, and I'm like, am I really, is this real? Because I'm looking at it. But even if it's not real when you're looking at it, this government has so much money. They'll spend, what, $21 million on just one new jet? And come on. I mean, they did studies to see if gay dating apps worked, and they can't really save these things. And they know full well what's going on with the vaccines, the water, and the GMOs. What's really causing all of our sicknesses? So they're complicit.
Absolutely.
Well, it comes down to, and I'm going to shock you guys here. I was born in Shreveport, Louisiana, in 1951. I came to Texas in '62. My dad was raised in Benton, Louisiana, down in the Bissano Bayou, and until I basically came to Texas, every time anything happened to me, he took me back where he was from. And to be quite honest, I saw a voodoo woman, okay? I really did. Like, I got a nail in my hole, or a nail in my foot. She would put a penny on it with electrician's tape around it. And in 3 days, the hole was gone. If I had a cold or the flu, she would make sassafras tea. I have to drink it, put a towel over my head. The fever would go away. If you have an earache, she would blow cigar smoke in you. All these things. But the scary thing was, They worked. I didn't see any modern medicine until I came here at all. And I think with you get to the targeted thing, if the government can hide simple herbal cures that work, what else are they hiding? And I'm beginning to wonder about this. I know, for instance, I know several people who've had cancer. My mother-in-law has it right now. My father died of it. My mother died of it. And they leap to chemotherapy, and it does no good. No good whatsoever. My dad had throat cancer. They started giving him chemo. He rejected it after about 6 months. And he started just pouring whiskey over his throat. He was drinking whiskey on top of his throat. He lived for 16 years doing just that. So there is something out there. And like Will, I'm a skeptic. And V, I want to commend you. You bring us people in here as hosts of the show, and we're really looking at everything with a jaundiced eye, which is good. It's good because what it is, you don't want, there are people, and this comes from Dr. Ted, being targeted affects your mind. It, like you said about the phone calls, you're paranoid, you're worried about this, you're worried about that, you don't trust anything. So you don't want to challenge these people, you don't want to attack them. You don't want to tell them, you don't know what you're talking about, you're just crazy. All this stuff. You don't want to do that. You want to listen and you see, does it make sense? Can it physically happen? Or are these people as simple a thing like what tried to pull us on us in Austin with the CPS, parking a white van so we could just barely see it around the corner? And you knew they were always watching you. You know, once you're targeted, y'all go ahead.
No, yeah, I just wanted to say briefly that, I am probably one of the biggest skeptics you'll ever meet. However, I do know for a fact, I mean, I'm sure certain people out there, they're just crazy, right? But then certain people, they are really affected by this. We have leaked documents talking about gang stalking and electronically harassing people. We know there's real technology, there's real patents for it. And I think V brought up one of the best points is, you know, people don't really get diagnosed with schizophrenia after a certain point. Now, are a certain number of these people out here, you know, maybe faking it for attention or they're just plain crazy? Sure. But I, even though I'm a skeptic, I know for a fact there are definitely people who are under this electronic harassment and gang stalking for sure.
Well, okay. So let me... we've got a couple of tangents going here. So let me tie these things together. I want to start back by saying that the penny on the foot was really good.
You brought us in. Go ahead.
my grandmother, well, my great grandmother had cures like that, and yeah, they all worked. And something I want people to understand: there's a reason why the government and these corporations did a huge buy up of metals and different alloys, things like that, things to recycle. You know, they give us much less on the recycling that than, you know, they should, but they make it a point to say, hey, give us this material back. But there's a huge buy up of a lot of these materials. A lot of these materials should be in our homes and items that we use, but we don't. They've been replaced by plastics. For example, just drinking water out of pure silver containers, cups, goblets, whatever you want to call them, if they're made of silver, has a healing effect. Okay? There is something called colloidal silver, monatomic silver, gold, things like that, that have a revitalizing effect on the human body. Now, the government does not want us to know that. They keep pushing all these alloys on us that are poisonous, like aluminum. Aluminum is not a biometal. Silver is. Okay, there are biominerals and non-biominerals. They're pushing all the non-bio things onto us, especially the synthetic plastics. For anybody who's listened to anything about plastic in a truther media knows, for example, the androgens that cause males to become more feminine. They tend to want less feminine contact, develop breast and breast cancer, and the women flat out just are just developing breast cancer. And so that's the whole heated bottle things. Don't warm your milk and give it to your baby in a plastic bottle. So that stuff had been found, yet they're still lining our pipes, our plumbing, with these kinds of plastics and polymers that are getting us cancer and doing all sorts of other effects. the whole gay frog thing. Okay, Alex Jones is not crazy. So that on that point, he was not. The chemicals from the birth control, you know, we have 3 billion women peeing out.
Just to back you up, Gabe, they're called gender-bending chemicals. Anybody can look them up. There's scientific literature about them. And they're called atrazine and bisphenol A, and you're absolutely right.
Atrazine,
Alex Jones was not wrong about that, and the birth control pills, but continue where you left off, so you're absolutely right.
Right. That got into the water supply, and it was changing the sex of different amphibious creatures, not just frogs. So, can I read something for you guys? I want to read something for you guys before we go to break here. This is a quote from Anthony. Says, now that the cure for cancer has all been erased from our sight as a knowledgeable population, phase three starts after the government has polluted our food and environment, which gives us the cancer in phase one. Phase two, which we have all become aware of, which is the brutal depopulation and death ritual sacrifice that is chemotherapy and radiation, which causes more cancer. Oh, I had more time. All right, so I'm going to have to finish this and come back.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And yes, this is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Your host, V. And just to get right back into what I was saying before the break, reading a quote here from Anthony. So I mentioned how the government has done all this and that to make sure that we have all these toxic substances in our environment, which gives us cancer, and then they do the chemo radiation therapy, which gives more cancer. So, phase three consists of a viable treatment, which no one will deny, nanobots. Sure, the nanobots will take out the cancers, but that's not all they will do. They will go for absolute control of your mind and body, just like the corny sci-fi movies that we have all seen being pre-programmed by. Now, not they are not already doing this with the chemtrails and cell towers. This is a major crime that will run its course, and they must end it before they get caught with its true purpose. So we, the people, have to accept the nanofrequency control system willingly, so that they are not incriminated. This is the main reason for the 5G Cancer Express era that they are now trying to usher in on us. This is the cancer psyop, and it's time for us to wake up. So what do you guys think about that? That's the full quote.
The thing you're saying about the plastics, a few years ago in Austin, Jackie and I were living down there, and one day she reached in the refrigerator and found a bottle of Ozarka water that had been, you know, there in there for a while. And she shook it at me and said, "Is this still good?" And we all got a big laugh out of that. You know, is this water still good? Later, we found out that the chemicals in the plastic bottle, after a certain period, would actually leach into the water. And it wouldn't be good water anymore. It would be water with whatever they made the plastic bottle out of. And now they regularly warn you not to use the bottle for a refill, which we were all doing. You know, you get an Ozarka bottle or whatever, and you just fill it with your water from the refrigerator or whatever, but you don't want to do that because it will release these chemicals that are used in making the plastic, and that's not good for you. We try here, especially in Puck's home, we buy fresh meat every day, nothing with preservatives, nothing with additives or anything like that. And something else I've noticed is if you buy, like I had tonight, I had a hamburger, which I just made the patty myself out of raw hamburger. But, and the salt is 10%, 15%. If you buy pre-pressed hamburger patties from the same store, the same stuff, it's 47% salt. That much more salt is added for the pre-press. So they're hitting us from every angle, and some of it's not highly scientific, some of it's just goofy. And you said something too about chemtrails. A few years ago, I was working real estate, and I walked out of the real estate office, and I told another agent, I said, "Look up." It was solid cloudy, solid clouds. And I said, "Everything you see, I've been watching all day, it come out of the exhaust of a jet. Everything. There's not a cloud in the sky. That is all exhaust out of a jet." Okay, you guys' thoughts?
Okay. Well, the thing is, though, they try to tell us, don't reuse the bottles, don't do this, don't do that. But you're talking to a population that is, you know, okay, you've got your middle class citizen, but most are under middle class and below poverty level. So you have no choice but to reuse things. So at this point, is this population control, depopulation, eugenics? That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah, well, here's the deal. Here's the deal, V. Back in the day, when I was a little boy, you buy a Coca-Cola, which was 6 ounces, by the way, and it would wake you up. But it was in a glass bottle, a real glass. You could turn it in for 2 pennies. You could go turn it back in for 2 pennies. Coca-Cola would take it, sterilize it, and refill it. It was totally safe. So we grew up with the idea, well, you've got a plastic bottle. It says Ozarka on it. You can refill it. You know, you can refill it. But that's not
the case. But before you finish that, but I want to point something out. 2 cents. Now, today, you would get 4 or 5 cents. How much has money inflated since that time and now? Being completely ripped off, don't you think?
Well, here's the deal. Here's the deal. And this is now we're easing into economics here a little bit. In a early part of the century, I could take a $20 gold piece, and let's say I could buy a coat. Okay.
Okay, hold on with that $20 gold piece, because we are going to come back to the economics on this after commercial break.
Leave me yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is hold the camera. We minding my business and leave me yours alone. We talking about me. Your job is hold the camera.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A plus. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000. My girl is over 9,000. My squad is over 9,000. Everything we do is over 9,000. Flow over 9,000.
All right, all right, all right.
My girl is over 9,000.
See, that gets my juices going. So, all right, I believe we have everybody back here with us. So, Bill, you're okay. Go ahead, go.
Well, I was venturing off into a field, but in the same vein, I would like to say something. I have a friend of mine, Leon Chisholm, who is an undertaker here in Texas. He was the youngest licensed undertaker in Texas when he got licensed. And he's a good friend of mine. I put him in one of my books, as a matter of fact, as a character. But he told me something very interesting. He said when he first became a mortician, they had to use formaldehyde. He told me all the tricks of the trade, which are disgusting, but what he did to make mama look good, you know. But he said, you know something? With McDonald's, with what we buy from the grocery store, with what we ingest, he said, I'll be honest with you. There are bodies that I receive that if I didn't do anything but makeup, that's all I would have to do. We come pre-preserved because there's so many preservatives and chemicals and stuff that shouldn't be there. And everything, including our water, everything we take in, everything we eat, you eat beef, and if you're not very careful, the beef and the chicken, they're full of chemicals too, and those chemicals go into you. And this is not crazy conspiracy theory stuff. Excuse me. It's not that. It's real. There's real chemicals that they use. And like I said, I was raised in 1950s Louisiana, when the only thing they did to a steak or a piece of meat to make it look fresh was they put it through a router, like you would carve wood with, and they would just cut off the first layer of the meat and make it look red again. They didn't use chemicals back then. They didn't do that. And people had the common sense to smell the meat, to smell the meat, to smell the food, to check things. I can remember snapping peas, snapping beans.
Well, this sort of reminds me of that Scarface quote, one of my favorite movies of all time, by the way. He said, yeah, look at all these rich mummies. They all these rich people look like mummies. They got the spots all over their livers. Well, I mean, eating high class food and all that stuff. And yeah, so I got the reference then. If they knew that back in the 80s when they made the movie, here it is nearly 40 years later. It's like, wow. So that actually terrifies hell of me. What about you, Will?
I told you, man, no kids. No kids, but you wouldn't listen. Sorry, I couldn't believe I had an opportunity to get a Scarface impression. But, no, I would just echo you guys' sentiment. It's crazy. I mean, and I guess this goes back to a question we were asking, like, you know, why don't people wake up? Why don't people do anything about this? It's because, I mean, our human bodies, our physiology, our biology is being attacked from every way, listening to V is making me think of ways I didn't even contemplate that. I mean, every single possible way you can be taken advantage of, we are. And it just goes to show me two things. One, that's why it's so difficult for people to wake up, because they're also being brainwashed by what's going on in the media and TV and so forth. And two, human beings are pretty gosh darn resilient to put up with all this crap and still at least muster a fight. So I think I guess what I would say would be to pose more of a question, and kind of what DeV was alluding to earlier when he was talking about, you know, this is a psychological game. This is a psyop. These people all know this. These people have understood Edward Bernays, Bertrand Russell. They understood Sigmund Freud. These people created public relations. So these people know Absolutely. All about psychology and the military psyops. So, I mean, it goes down to the psychology of it all. And part of me questions, like, why are these people so sick? Like, what? I mean, some people think, oh, yeah, it's the royal family, and you're taught, yes, you're taught to rule people because you're from a better bloodline. But I don't get the psychology of it all, honestly.
Well, the psychology, I just happen to have been studying Freud the latter part of last week. A lot of his stuff was off the beaten path, and it's been disputed now, but a lot of his stuff was straight on. But I'm with Puck, my granddaughter, going through what she's going through now. I'm highly suspicious of psychology, and Ted and I, he gets a laugh out of me because I say it's psychology BS. You know, psychology BS. See, I believe the one thing I truly believe, you know, we all have brain cells, we all have neural systems, but we all have a spirit too. And if you understand the human being, you can understand that he can rise above the base level. Beth Thomas, the first RAD, who came about in 1989, she was 6.5 years old. She pulled the ears off puppy dogs. She tried to kill her parents with a steak knife. All this. And later on, she became a therapist. And she told her children in her class, who had the same condition she did, when I see an elderly lady trying to load her groceries into her truck in a supermarket parking lot, my base nature says, push her down, steal her purse. My common sense tells me if I help with the groceries, she may give me a tip or something like that. So I believe that the human being can rise above The psychology part I don't believe in is, well, you're a schizophrenic, so you're always going to be doing this. Well, you're a targeted individual, so you're always going to do this. Right? No. I believe that any person with a psychological condition can sit back and they can look. It's just like, you remember the movie The Beautiful Mind? In the movie The Beautiful Mind, John Locke goes over this little 8-year-old girl he's been seeing all his life. And he goes over to her and the other two guys. He leans down and he says, "It's good to see you again." And she says, "Yes, I love you. It's good to see you." And he said, "You never got any older." He figured out that she wasn't real, but he still saw her. But he figured it out. And I really believe that the human condition allows us to figure things out and allows us to know. In other words, with the targeted individuals, I hope that that premise will help a lot of the people who are suffering from that when they Will said, half of what's going on with them is they've got the bejesus scared out of them. And if we get rid of half the bejesus, then maybe we can help these people to fight back against these kinds of things. Y'all's thoughts?
Go ahead, Will.
I love the way you guys talk both. You guys are so articulate, but then you guys throw cool words in there too. So I learn from you guys every show, and I Google stuff afterwards. So thanks for that. But yeah, you know, that's something that I've been thinking about, just like, you know, I guess I was saying to my last point is, what is it really going to take to get us out of this trench? Because some people say, like, you know, the Matrix, wouldn't that be funny if that was real and turned out to be true? But we're already in pods. They're in our bodies every single day with the shower and the fluoride and all, like you said. Can you imagine all, just forget birth control pills. What about illegal drugs? What about terrible things that people shouldn't be flushing down the toilet in the water supply? That's just in the water supply. And then you got these pesticides that are built in there so that the insects, animals, birds, they all die. And then guys with spacesuits come and get it out and they feed it to us. And I mean, we're being attacked on every single front. So I'm really trying to wrap my head around, you know, what is it going to take for people to be active? And, you know, part of it too is some people have had the bejesus scared out of them, especially when you're dealing with people like you guys were referring to targeted individuals. But in my own dealings, when it comes to the DCYF or the CPS people, I can tell you the last 2 years, I had a meeting to get all the people who were negatively affected by DCYF, which is the CPS here in Rhode Island, and hundreds of people said that they were going to show up. Everybody, was all about it, and nobody, except for Josh Friedman, shout out to Josh Friedman, showed up to both. But him and I were the only people that showed up to both, and he doesn't have any kids. So it's also because, yeah, people don't want to speak out any longer because, you know, I don't want to lose my kids. I don't want them to keep messing with me. And it's like, it's a really, really, really tough situation. We're like in a rock and a hard place. And I'm sorry. I wish I'm kind of like out of ideas. I always tell people, start a garden or, you know, make your own blog, make your own memes, share credible information. But I think we're just going to have to keep exposing and sharing credible information until we get to the critical mass. That's what I think.
But I have to say, everything boils down to death. Well, that may sound morbid, but uprisings happen because too many families are affected by this policy or this war criminal or you know, this situation that should have been controlled. Whatever it may be. And it comes down to death. And people look at death as an immediate thing. And mass die-offs are an issue. That's why the government does this whole false flag shooter situation, whether it's a implanted agent or a targeted individual who got pushed too far. They'll take advantage of that, and that's what the media looks at. But when it comes to mass die-offs and it's slow, and it can be attributed to, oh, I don't know, maybe the guy smoked too much, or I don't know, maybe it's in his genetics. Which, and that's the mask, and that's just, it becomes normal. People don't understand. If you can't take over your own life until you take over your environment. Who controls your environment right now, people? Not you. Some government, some corporation, some landowner. Okay? That's who's in control.
Well, it's just like I said the other day, I was on this show or another one. I said, we ended slavery in 1865. And I said, well, that's all very fine. Don't pay your property taxes for 1 year, and your owners will show up. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. The 14th Amendment granted citizenship to everyone in the country, and the 15th Amendment took it back away and made slaves out of all of us. The government is involved in every little thing we do, every little thing, from tags on mattresses to the gasoline we put in our car. Now, let me give you this. About 9 years ago, 8 years ago, my son and I, Wilbur, made a salad in California. On the salad, we put avocados, okay, which was California, you know. About 3 a.m, the pains were like 2 minutes apart, like labor pains. We were that sick. So we went down to Ralph's grocery store to see the avocados that we bought. Product of Mexico. Now, product of Mexico, right across the street in an open field, was a California guy of Mexican descent who was selling California avocados. And we went over there to look to see what he had. And you could either take what he had on his table, or you could go behind him and pick them off the trees yourself if you wanted to. I told him what we had gone through. And he said, I said, how in the world do they mess up avocados on a tree? He said, they're unclean. They go to the bathroom in the fields. They don't wipe. They touch the avocado. And that's what you get. But we have federal laws that ensure avocados from Mexico take precedence over California avocados. So they even control a simple fruit that we eat. They even control that. And they like
there's them. More. There's more to that. And let me tell you what. When the fruits go over international or national lines, and sometimes even state lines, they get radiated. There's a process. There's a process that happens. It gets irradiated. And that will kill a lot of the nutrients in the fruits. And I believe we have a caller this late in the show. Let's go ahead and bring him in. What do you guys say,
Tom? Tom, bring Tom on.
Hello?
Hello, Tom. How you doing? What's on your mind?
Oh, let's see. We imported our own Holocaust. You know that? 1976, a certain gentleman was in charge of the State Department, as I understand, and he brought skills from Germany. And most people don't realize that he set us up to have the same kind of poisoning situation as they tried to utilize on the Germans and the Jews that were there. This sounds a little bizarre, but I opened up a poisoning issue that impacts people not at 30,000 feet, but at 3 feet. And I don't know if you've seen or heard me before, but I've been trying to get remedy on this thing for the last 10 years. In 2008, I had a family contact me with a deathly old baby. They couldn't figure out what the problem was, and the state was ready to take the baby away from the family. And like your other gentleman said, that once they take one, they take them all. You know, CPS has their way, but thankfully I was contacted when I got into the case. I realized that the family had been suffering an environmental poison. It took me a while to figure out what it was. But right away when I figured that out, I realized I had about 17 to 34 million people at risk. That's all in stuff that I published in gassingamerica.com. What it entails is every manufactured mobile home, the housing of generally the more humble, has been designed in violation deliberately of health and safety code, and literally the furnace exhaust, the water heater exhaust of those units, when the weather conditions are right, is being drafted right back in, and the family is breathing subtle to serious levels of carbon monoxide and the other combustion gases. And the medical profession, of which I was a part, has deliberately been programmed to not identify those poisoning events.
And I started I live here in Poland, and one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in the world. And I live on just barely on the outskirts of town. But there's a major road that is right outside of my home. It's only a two-lane road, and it is the only road in that direction from the city. I think this is the second largest city in the country. It's only a two-lane road, and it's the major exit out of the city for this one direction, for this side of the city, backed up with cars. Now, we have efficient little cars here, but still, when you have that many cars, yeah, sometimes I wake up and I have to close my window to my room because I'm smelling carbon monoxide. I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. It's almost countryside right here. It's beautiful outside. You wouldn't think that you'd be being poisoned in your own home.
Well, the EPA has been programmed to not even read those levels of poisoning in those situations. In fact, over here, I had a friend who, once I defied him of the problem with the manufactured housing industry, he was out in an area where he's only a couple of blocks from a coal-fired plant. Well, as he drove past this little trailer park by this power plant, one of the old fellows kind of flagged him down. He saw the medallion, Utah Air Quality. He said, do you mind pulling in here? We've been waking up with kind of headaches and flu-like symptoms. And he said, I have a suspicion we're being poisoned from this power plant. So he set up the equipment, did some bag sampling, actually took it back to the lab, had it analyzed. Lo and behold, these people were being poisoned with about 50 parts per million of carbon monoxide. And other gases included along with that, by the way. But they were being poisoned with 50 parts per million. Now, if you're in an office space and they came in and found that level of toxins in that air in the office, they would yellow band that place and tell you not to come back until the problem had been corrected. Yet, Utah air quality, like other states, have been deliberately denied the opportunity to even register those gases surrounding areas around certain sources, not even allowed
and,
to record it or publish it.
Tom, go ahead,
Tom. You're from Utah.
Yes.
I have family up there. They a lot of times they'll mark this off as something they call inversion, coming off the Great Salt Lake, where the salt air will sink, and they call it inversion when it's really what Tom's talking about, but they pass it off as inversion. Y'all go ahead.
Well, I really want to get into this, and Tom, I want to thank you for calling, but this is something that really irritates me about the EPA. The EPA has been contacted about the chemtrails, and I've talked to the EPA myself. Well, your findings and your own research on aluminum is fascinating, but we can't control what the federal government does. with the chemtrails or these commercial planes, we don't control any of that. We only record things at ground level. And well, so here we have a caller to say that they're not even doing anything at ground level. Are they so? They must be soaking up more money than NASA if they're not doing anything for us.
Yeah, this is not like 30,000 feet. This is 3 feet. This is three
feet. That's what I'm telling you. They told me ground level. Like car emissions. That's what they told me. And they're not even doing that. That makes me sick to
anyway,
my stomach.
Anyway, when you get a chance. When you get a chance, would you please look at that, gassingamerica.com? I also have it as a pseudo or a alias, manufacturedmadness.com. And literally, is manufactured. It's deliberate, and it takes out the poor. Generally, an unborn child dies in utero if the mother's breathing 25 parts per million for any length of time. You know, it's like a mother smoking a cigarette. The baby's smoking a whole pack, effectively. Mm-hmm. Anyway, appreciate you. In fact, a friend called me, said, you got to call in. You got to call in, Tom. They're talking about your stuff.
And this is the kind of stuff that we talk about. And I want to thank you for calling in. Call in anytime. You should actually book yourself on the show. Go to RBN's page and... You can go down to Red Pill Hardcore and book yourself in.
Tom,
flower.
Here's
Tom,
the kicker.
Tom, what part of Utah do you live in? What part of Utah
are
you
in? Just north of Salt Lake.
Okay, my family's in Brigham City. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't know if you know, but I was assaulted and blinded in D.C. when I exposed this fact in Washington. I sat before Obama twice. Every senator twice and three times sometimes, and almost every representative. And the thanks I got was I was assaulted and blinded biologically when I actually stood in the way of the World Health Organization from accepting the defunct FEMA trailers from out of Katrina.
Tom, I have to stop you because we are coming to the end of the show, but I would love for you to stay on the line so that you can talk to our producer and so you get your information so we can get you booked in on the show and go deeper into this. How about that?
Yeah, that's what Tony called me. He said, Tom, you got to get on the show.
He's a truck driver listening
to you through satellite.
Oh, thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening in. But please stay on the line to book a time with our producer. And thank you again for calling in. And I want to give last 30 seconds to my co-host if they have anything they want to plug.
I'm just glad Tom called in. Tom, God bless you. Do get with the producer and everything. I'm very interested in what you have to say.
As always, thank you for the opportunity. Google Rhode Island General Assembly. Email all the state senators and rep there. Tell them we want to know what's going on with those missing kids. Thank you very much.
Okay. And this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I'm your host, V. And please, please, please keep listening in as this show is Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Central. Call in. Let's know what's going on. And actually, I got it wrong. Devin Devine is going to be in tomorrow night, so be prepared for that. So, in a land of surveillance, the man with the third eye is king, so educate yourselves. See you next time.
Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.